السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إكمن لغة الله أن موسى أن إسحاق. You are tuned into Radio Islam International Medium Wave 1548 with me, your host Hajira Muzobi. A special welcome to those listening to us via free to air satellite and on DSTV Audio Bouquet Channel 826. Welcome to this week's edition of The Reminder Show, our journey to a better spiritual life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, wa dhakkir fa inna dhikra tanfa'ul mu'minin, and remind, for indeed the reminder benefits the believer. I hope all our listeners are keeping well and safe on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon. Subhanallah, we have been having rather chilly weather, but I hope everyone is keeping safe and warm in their homes. And we see a lot of students are at home right now with the holidays. May Allah make it easy for everyone and grant them safety as well. Ameen ya Rabbul Alameen. Okay, this is what our listeners can look forward to here on the Reminder Show on this Tuesday afternoon. Our topic is on the beauty of sabr. And inshallah, under this topic, we will discuss how to deal with trials and tribulations, the benefits of sabr, as well as how being grateful or having sabr leads us to go close to Allah, or leads us close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is what our listeners can look forward to here on the Reminder Show. A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي رب زدني علما وارزقني فهما رب يسر ولا تعسر وتمم الخير وبك نستعين يا فتاح يا فتاح يا عليم سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. You know, subhanallah, dear listeners, you know, there are many reasons that I can actually say that inspire this topic for today. Just this morning, subhanallah, you know, my family and I were discussing about, you know, the petrol strike that will be happening, you know, like how the petrol will be going up once again after it has hit another, you know, rise in the last month. And subhanallah, there are talks of it, you know, raising. And we hear a lot of times when it comes to petrol price being raised, or petrol price going high and so on, we hear a lot of times it comes about a lot of panic when it comes to, you know, spending, when it comes to, you know, the difficulties that will come after that, whether it be, you know, how things will become expensive, how now we see a lot of people will start commuting to work, whether it be through or via, you know, a public transport, or whether it be through a lot of things that will be happening due to our petrol prices going up high. And subhanallah, not only that, we see that even amongst us, or around us rather, that a lot of things are happening. We see a lot of people going missing, a lot of kidnappings, a lot of difficulties that we see every day, whether it is bad news that we see on the TV or on the news and so on. All of these things are what we're seeing every day, and we look at these recent events and many things that are taking place, and subhanallah, it can also be understandable that many of us will feel despondent, many of us will feel maybe under pressure, many of us will maybe feel devastated. Abaning that will feel that we need some relief, we need some change, or we need, you know, that instant help to come, or whether we need an instant solution to many of the difficulties and trials that you might be going through. And subhanallah, because we see this over and over again, we see this devastating news, we see all these things that are happening, whether it be loss of loved ones, all these things, or the increase in the living standard, or all these things that are happening, is quite understandable that many of us might want change, we might want quick solutions, we might want to deal with many things happening in our lives in a very quick way. And this is where today's topic comes in, dear listener, to remind us that yes, all these things will continue happening. We will have the difficulties, we will have the trials, we will have times where we see that we are constantly faced with tests and trials. We will have times where we see that, you know what, over and over there's something that is happening around us, or there's so many we feel that there are so many bad things that are taking place around us, so it will happen. But it is important to understand and to always keep in mind that firstly, what all of this and you know, with those difficulties and everything, it is important to remember that everything is in the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the moment we bear that in mind, dear listeners, and we keep that in mind, we will remind ourselves that as we understand everything is in the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is important that we become patient. We are patient. We shouldn't want to things hastily. We shouldn't want that solutions hastily. We shouldn't want to, deal with things in what impatience, rather would say. We shouldn't want to deal things with things what impatience, but rather we should remember that we have to be patient. We have to have patience. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran that inna Allah ma'as sabirin, that indeed Allah is with those who are patient, right? It doesn't mean we are facing these trials, we are going through these difficulties, we're seeing all these bad news, right? Right? It doesn't mean that, we're going through all these tests and we're seeing all these things happening that we are being punished, or that we only receive bad news, or that we only see trials and trials upon trials. No, it is important to remember that, you know what? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written these things to happen. Whatever is taking place has been written by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And part of accepting it and part of understanding that it is in the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that we understand that we need to be patient. We need to deal with these things in a different way, dear listeners. We shouldn't be despondent, especially when we are believers. When we say we are mu'mineen, we are believers in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is important that we have the trait of sabr or patience within us, that we understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in control. And all these trials and tests that are coming up, yes, no, things might be looking difficult right now. Things might be going in a sense where we feel that we are out of our control. And yes, things are out of our control. They are in the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why we are reminded through these trials. That is why we are reminded through us understanding it, that things are going out of control, right? That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who is in control. And that we have to be patient. We have to exercise patience, sabr. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with those who are patient. So what is this patience, dear listeners? What I want us to understand first, dear listeners, is that when we speak about sabr, when we speak about patience, we have to understand that there are three types of sabr. As believers, there are three types of sabr. The one is when we are patient, when we are doing commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whether it be our salah, whether it be to, in our fasting and all that. In fasting, we go through some sort of hunger. We go through some sort of small discomfort when we are fasting. And that we understand, we enjoy it with patience, because why? We understand that it is in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is the first type of sabr, where when the sabr of obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our worship and striving for his sake, right? Striving the part of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second type of sabr that I want to keep in mind when we are discussing sabr today is that patience that comes with us staying away from anything that displeases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether it be any temptations. If a person knows themselves, or if one knows that, they are inclined to listening to music, or they're inclined to swearing, or they're inclined to, watching television, or they're inclined to, not having good character or anything like that, it's important to understand the patience that comes with avoiding that. So that's the second type of patience, where we are patient in avoiding anything that will disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether it be the prohibitions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or whatever, anything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that will be in the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is important to understand that there is a patience that comes with that also. The third patience is actually the patience that we are talking about today. The patience with regards to qadr, that is the patience with regards to the pre-decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? And this patience is different to all these patients, because this is a patient that we deal with every day. And I would say it is a patient that a lot of us are going through at this moment, where we see, like we're speaking about tests and trials, you know, in everything that's going on around in the world. So this is the patient that we are talking about. And what this patient, dear listener, it comes, what comes afterwards, or it's mostly accompanied by shukr and tawbah. That is, you know, being thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well as repenting. So this is the patients that we are speaking about today. The patients that we are speaking about, that is, that has to do with what we are going through, our qadr, whatever is written, right? So what is this patient here, listen? This is when we come to understand that with this patient that we have, there are certain things that we will go through in life. As we know, we are in this world, we were sent in this dunya to be tested. So this is the patient that come with those tests. So we are going to be tested with many, many things here, listeners. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran that A'udhu billahi min shaitan, that, and certainly we shall test you with something from fear, hunger, loss of wealth, lives, fruits. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then tells us, by give glad tidings to the patient once. Right? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has informed that we will go through these tests. We will go to times where, you know, we find it difficult. There will be times where we see every day there will be a test. And there will be times where we see in, it's only the month of June and we see so many things have happened. So these are the times Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us. Sometimes even in our own families, we will be tested with a loss of a loved one. We will be tested with a loss of wealth. We will be tested with the loss of many things. Right? Hunger, including how many people we see nowadays, dear listeners, are going hungry. How many people we see nowadays in this June that we are in, a lot of people have lost their jobs. A lot of people have lost. And we speak about, you know, I mentioned how the petrol price will be increased. There's a fear that the petrol price will be increased in the next month. And we see that a lot of people are having the fear that, you know what, they might be losing their jobs in the next month. What will happen in the next month is that, you know what, a lot of people might go hungry. And we see that it has happened even with the pandemic. When we had the pandemic of COVID-19, we saw that a lot of people went through the phase where a lot of people had to be retrenched from work. A lot of people had to, lose their jobs and go, and they had a fear of, you know, the wealth being lost, the fear of hunger and so on. So these are the tests and trials that we are going through. And these are the tests and trials that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us about, that He will test us about. And we see this. And subhanallah, how beautiful it is that we are believers, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, you know, the remedies to this, has given us how to deal with these trials, has prepared us in many ways on how to deal with the trials that we may be going through. One of those ways being through our sabr, making sabr, having the patience that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is testing us at this moment, so we should enjoy it. That having that patience of enjoying it, right? It's important to also understand, dear listeners, that with these trials, there are many lessons. It is through these trials that we see a lot of things that happens for us. Number one, we come to understand that with trials, why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that, you know, give glad tidings to those who are patient, to the patient one. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us we will be tested with all these things, fear, hunger, loss of wealth, lives, you know, our yield of fruits will not be okay. We will be tested in that also. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the end then tells us and informs us that give glad tidings to those who are patient, right? Those who are patient, and what happens? They say when they are affected with any calamity, whether it be anything that has been mentioned, they say, "Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un," that truly to Allah we belong and truly to Him we shall return. Right? This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, that He will test us with all of these things. So what is too important for us to remember, dear listeners, is that with these trials and through these trials, the benefit where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, give us glad tidings, it is important to understand that yes, our trials and our tests are also a means of blessings for us. Imagine a world where we didn't have tests and trials, where we were not tested, dear listeners. Would we, you know, yield the benefits of that? Would we understand what it truly means to be a believer if we didn't have these trials and tests? Would we really understand what it means to be blessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if we didn't have these trials? We should always ask ourselves these, dear listeners. Because imagine, subhanallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that it is through trials that, you know, that our, number one, our sins are removed. Right? In fact, the Prophet ﷺ has told us in the hadith that, you know, nothing afflicts a believer, and that is the state of a believer, that is the amazing state of the believer, that when he is affected or afflicted with something, and he says in Allah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed that person. Right? The Prophet says that, you know what, it is amazing, amazing the state of a believer, that for whatever Allah decrees for him, it is better for him. If he's tested with a bounty, or whether he's tested with a trial, then he is grateful for it. He makes shukr for that trial and that test that he's going through, or whatever he's been tested for, then that is better for him. And if he's afflicted with any hardship, right? With any hardship, whatever it be, whatever we may be going through, and this person is patient and is enduring it and understanding it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is also better for him. So whatever, even our trials, dear listeners, we see they are benefit for us. Whether it is our sins are removed through these trials, right? Our stages are raised with trial, right? Whatever that we do, the Prophet has told us, you know what, any person that who is afflicted with trial or anything, then the stage is raised higher and higher, right? And it is through the trial that we see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves us. There are so many things, so many benefits that come with all the trials that we face, dear listeners. It may seem as though, you know what, a lot of times, like we watch, like I said, we are hasty, we are impatient, we want things done quickly. So what happens all the time, dear listeners, is that we want quick solutions. And one of those, what, because we want quick solutions, sometimes the first thing that comes to our mind when we are tested is that we are being punished, or that we are forever being tested. Because why? We are being hasty. Whenever that problem arises, or whatever that difficulty we are facing, instantly we're already thinking, when are we going to come out of this difficulty? Or we're thinking it's ongoing, something that's not stopping. But this is not how we should behave, dear listeners. It's not how we should deal with these things. It's not how we should deal with the trials and difficulties we go through, because we understand that we are believers, and part of believing is understanding that there will be trials from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put us into these trials for a reason. It can be a lesson for Allah, for us, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Can be a means of blessing us. What are those means of blessing? That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is testing us to remove whatever sin that we have committed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is testing us to raise our stages. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is testing us to save us from the fire of Jahannam. These are the benefits of these trials that we might be going through. So it's important to always remember that, yes, these trials are ongoing, but these are what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has preordained. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written. And these are what we should put into ourselves to try to take lessons from them. And so, a lot of us, okay, we have accepted that it is, we have to make sabr. But how do we deal with this? How do we deal with this? How do we ensure that, you know, we have that sabr? That we are amongst those who are sabirun, who are patient and not impatient. So, dear listeners, this is what we will discuss, inshallah, after the adhik. How to deal with any trial and tribulation, and how to ensure that we are amongst those who are sabirun, who are, you know, patient, and will then become, you know, those who are grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, we go for a quick break, inshallah, and when we come back, we will discuss how to deal with trials and tribulations.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back. You are tuned into Radio Islam International Medium Wave 1548, and this is the Reminder Show with me, Hajra Muzawi. Okay, we are talking about the beauty of sabr. And before the air break, I was discussing how important it is to remember that we are going to be going through trials and tests. These are definitely going to be one of the things that's going to occur in our life over and over, that we will go through trials and tests. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has informed us that we are going to face these trials and tests. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also given glad tidings to those who make sabr, who are patient, and who endure whatever difficulties, right? And part of that sabr is part of us being patient, or being amongst those who are sabirun, who are patient, and being amongst those that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them glad tidings, is how we deal with issues, or how we deal with the trials and tests that we might go through. And this is very, very important, dear listener, that for us to understand that patience, yes, is difficult to achieve, but it's something that we can work towards. And how we deal with trials and tests is a step towards that. Are we going to be amongst those who complain? Now, a lot of us, when it comes, making again the example of the petrol coming up for that. You know, a lot of us are complaining that now this is going to change. Now this is going to happen. We have to deal with our livelihoods are going to be cut. Our living standard is going to drop and so on. So all of these things. So we have to ask ourselves, are we going to be among those who complain about what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed? Are we going to be amongst those who are ungrateful for the small bounties that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's not even small bounties, for the bounties that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us? How many of us pay for oxygen? How many of us, pay for waking up or anything like that? How many of us have an increase, whether it be in how we go to the bathroom and so on? All of these things are the benefits or the ni'mah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So are we going to be ungrateful people that will complain all the time, or we are going to deal with it in a way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prescribed for us to deal with it? Are we going to be among those who are patient and understand that it is the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So now we are discussing how to deal with these tests and trials. Firstly, yes, this is what we always have to remind ourselves, that inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, that surely everything belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to him is the return of those things. So yes, this is what we have to remind ourselves, whether it be our loved ones, whether it be anything in this world that we might have had and we have lost, it belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the first step to us having sabr when we are faced with these trials, that we say, we remind us, and it's important that when it occurs that we say it out loud, so that we remind ourselves that we truly affirm that yes, whatever we heard, whatever we heard, belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the return of the thing, right? It's also important to remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written it to happen, right? It's always the plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? And what is important when we are dealing with that is to not hate any trial or calamity that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon us, right? We don't know that we might be hating it and it is a means of salvation for us, or that we might not know that, what we want, that ease that we want, will be something that will put us in difficulty, right? Sometimes we want quick solutions, and we want to have our problem solved so quickly that we end up committing sin. Or sometimes we want that a calamity, how the test is, or how we can't deal with the trial, then we end up saying things that will don't displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it's important also, dear listeners, that part of us dealing with whatever situation we're going through, part of us dealing with whatever test that we might be going through, to remember not to hate the test, not to hate the difficulty, not to curse it by saying all these bad words, or by complaining everything. Hasan al-Basri rahimullah says, do not resent the calamities that come, do not resent the calamities that come and the disasters that occur, for perhaps in something that you dislike will be your salvation, and perhaps in something that you prefer will be your downfall or your doom. So all of these things is a reminder for us, dear listeners, that on how to deal with any test or trial, that firstly We have to remember it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has planned it, right? We have to remember that it's not going to stay forever. It has to come, it has to end. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to test us what it is. It has to be, we have to remember that also. We shouldn't hate it because it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Perhaps we are being put in this difficult situation so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can grant us salvation. One of those salvations that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants is that removal of our sins. One of the salvations that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants is that we are tested in this world and in the hereafter, then we have our Jannah. We are not tested in the hereafter. One of the other ways it is salvation for us is that, you know, we are put into the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And subhanallah, that is the best, that we always are in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, sometimes we might be thinking that, you know what, I mean, always constant test. We forget that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is testing us so that we can always be in His remembrance, right? Sometimes Allah tests us so that we can remember Him and glorify Him. Make shukr for the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon us. So what, that is one of those beautiful rewards that come with being tested and being in trials and so on. So this is how we deal with this. And there are so many things that come in, so many benefits that come with being tested, dear listeners. They come with even us making sabr. Now, when we are making that sabr, we are only attracting good for us. When we are being grateful for whatever that happens, we are only attracting what is good for us. So us enduring any difficulty that we might be going through right now is only a means of us actually opening doors of goodness for us, right? So what are the benefits of sabr? Firstly, the most important benefit is that it brings us close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us, we say inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, that we are instantly reminding ourselves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are instantly glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are instantly making shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that ni'mat that He has given us and has taken it away. And so this brings us close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has granted us this difficulty to remember Him. So this is how, when we are making sabr, it brings us close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It makes us content. One of the benefits of sabr is that it makes us content. We become content with whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon us. And one of the way benefits of sabr is that, now with sabr, yes, you feel the pain, and you feel you feel the pain, and you but you understand it is the plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But with contentment, dear listeners, you don't have pain. You have happiness because you know it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is testing you. So this is one of those rewards or benefits that come with sabr, that in what we understand, we eventually understand that this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we become happy about it. We accept it with happiness. We don't feel pain for that. Yes, sabr, you still feel pain, but the most or the greatest or the highest that you can have when it comes to being afflicted with anything is that you become content with that situation and you understand that it's from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you are happy with it. So this is one of those benefits that come with sabr. It also brings about that understanding that yes, we are going to be going through difficulties and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to test us. What is important is how we come out from those difficulties. Are we going to come out in such a way that we are further and further away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or we're going to come out stronger, where our relationship is stronger with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are more near to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put us into these tests and trials and we accept them. So this is one of those benefits, and it shows that we love and obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the ways that we can show love to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is being a patient about anything that that afflicts us, right? I mentioned how the sweetness of being content is being happy with you know, a test or a trial that we might go through, that understanding is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is the love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala places within us. That we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more through our trials, through our tests. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens our hearts to loving Him. And not only that, it also opens the door of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will love us more, because you know what? We are glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We understand that it is a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we wait for the help of Allah. We make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by whether, you know, we patient through our salah, where we're going to perform our salah, whether it be through dua, seeking the assistance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It makes us realize that. So this is what happens, how we earn also the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The next benefit that comes with sabr, dear listeners, is that it increases our sustenance. And subhanallah, we are complaining now. We complain that this will be less. We complain that this is going to happen. We won't have enough of that. We won't have this, since the petrol prices are increasing. We're talking about this, but it's important to understand that when we have sabr, and with sabr we understand, we speak about the sabr which brings about the gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are grateful for the times that, you know, we had. Right, for the times that everything was easy for us, we are grateful for that. And because we are grateful for it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase for us. So that is one of the benefits of the sabr. That when we make sabr during this trial or this test that we are going through, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase for us in our sustenance. Right? And the best is that we are written amongst those who are grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those who are grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, subhanallah. Those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves due to their patience. So this is what, these are what we achieve through our patience, dear listeners. This is what we achieve through us being, you know, having that sabr, having that that understanding that it is the plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and so we should be patient. You know, Sheikh Ibn Thayma, may Allah have mercy, he said, you know, a calamity that makes you turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is better for you than a blessing which makes you forget the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So subhanallah, dear listeners, us actually being aware and understanding that these trials and tests are from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a blessing. Us actually experiencing these tests and trials is a blessing for us, because why? In the end, if it helps us remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then that is the best test. Whereas if we are in ease and we forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then that is something which is something that will, you know, said, something which is said for us. Because why? We then forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it's easy for us to become despondent at that time. And we see a lot of times when you see that a person has become hasty or impatient, or a person has become one of those people who don't really accept test and trial easy, we find that a lot of times we open the doors to a lot of depression, a lot of, you know, unnecessary sadness, unnecessary grief, unnecessary, you know, anxiety that we bring upon ourselves when we become impatient. So when we are having the sabr, subhanAllah, when we are among those who are sabirun, amongst those who want to exercise patience, amongst those who are walking towards being patient, then we bring about to us that, you know, happiness, that contentment, that understanding, that, you know, we live our life without any worries, understanding that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in control of everything. Because we are like this, we place our trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our tawakkul is in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have that reliance upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this makes us strong. This is what allows us every day to wake up with hope, to wake up, you know, not seeing everything gloomy where we feel that, you know, it's bad all the time. But no, we wake up with that, you know, joy, that mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which helps us get through the day. So when we go to work, we won't feel like we're working for less. When we go to, you know, to maybe a shop or something to go purchase something, we won't feel that we are paying a lot. We won't feel that, you know what, it's something that is overwhelming. No, we will feel that, you know what, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has truly blessed us. And so we will be happy. We will be content with all these tests and trials, subhanAllah. These are the benefits of having sabr and shukr, dear listeners. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst those who understand this and who are always willing to be amongst those who are sabirun. Okay, we're not having an ayat of the day today, but rather we are taking a reminder of the day, and that is something that has to do with our program. That there are lessons we should take with recent events, with whatever is happening. The first lesson is that we should take is that, you know, we are going to be tested. We are going to be tested. We are going to go through trials. We are going to see things happening over and over again, right? But we have to realize it is a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is something that could have been severe, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been so merciful to us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not made it a test that we, you know, we are tested later on, whether it be in the fire of where we are cast into the fire of Jahannam, or whether it be where, you know, something which is severe, where we lose our iman and so on. So we have to realize that there's a lesson in all these things, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is testing us with this small test due to the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to remove our sins, so He tests us with these small things. And being tested is a means of us having our iman strengthened. Now, when we are being tested, a lot of us take this gift of iman very, very lightly, or something very, very lightly, I would say. So why? When we have iman, we think that we will wake up with iman. There are so many times other people have had iman and then have left iman. They have lost their iman. So being tested is part of us strengthening our iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the beauty of that. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen us, you know, to test us so that we remain more and more firm in belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We remain more firm in us worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and going back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and understanding that it is the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? And it's a reminder for us, another lesson to take for us is that this is the reality of life. We are going to be tested. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to test us over and over again, right? And anything that we lose is temporary in this world. And that is a reminder that we are in a dunya that is temporary. We are in a world that is temporary. Everything is going to come to an end. What we are preparing for is for akhirah, where we are preparing ourselves. And this is how, when we are tested, we are reminded of this. And we are, reminded that this world is temporary. And what we truly have to work for is our akhirah. And this world is temporary, even our test is temporary. It's not something that's going to last forever. It's not something that's going to be ongoing, but rather it's something that is going to pass. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that with every difficulty that we'll go through, we will have ease. With every difficulty or every test and trial that we go through, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant us ease, right? Another reminder that we can take is that whatever favor Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon us will return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever favor Allah bestowed upon us, we should be grateful for it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us ease, we should be grateful for it. That short ease that we feel that, you know what, it was just short, that we must be grateful for it. Whatever small thing, anything that we have in our life, we should be grateful for it, because it is a favor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whatever difficulty we go through should remind us of that, right? The most important thing to take out as a lesson from today's show, dear listener, is that whatever test and trial we go through, it gives us the time to make tawbah. It gives us the time to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask for forgiveness, seek Allah's Allah's forgiveness. So we have the time. Allah SWT has given us this time to seek an increase in our istighfar. So we might be feeling, with saying right now, we're going through a lot of difficulties. There's so many things that are happening. There's so many bad news. It feels overwhelming. So it's important that we increase in our istighfar. There might be, it might be that we are doing something that is displeasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah is giving us a chance to turn back to Him and increase in our tawbah and to seek the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as well as to make shukr, to be grateful for the things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. Now these are the lessons that we can take from today's show, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us afiyah in pleasing Him all the time, and as well as in dealing with whatever trials and tests that we may be going through. And one last thing is to remember that inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, that everything truly belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and everything is to His return. That is where I will end today's show, inshallah. Until next week, Tuesday, from me, Hajira Muzobe, ma'as-salam, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.